Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the Catstastrophe. I'm your host, Mike Abrams, and today we are covering the show's main antagonist, Macavity. Cue the intro music.
There's a cat over here. There's a cat over there. And the wrong one died. And the wrong one died.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the Catstastrophe. Today, we're going to talk about Macavity. Macavity is our main antagonist, and let's be honest, he's kind of an asshole. But he definitely has a song that's worth covering, so here we go. So who's Macavity? Well, this pain-in-the-ass character comes right out on stage and immediately throws a net over Old Deuteronomy to capture him. It's a pretty bold move to capture the judge, and it seems like blackmail is the only way he's going to win. And if I'm being completely honest, Macavity probably does not deserve to die over Grisabella. But his song has such a strong sexual undertone that I couldn't not talk about it. Macavity captures Old Deuteronomy and then gets off stage so his song is sung by Demeter and Bombalurina. And it's in a cabaret fashion. And good lord, if Rum Tunk Tugger didn't turn you into furry, these two definitely will. It's so over-the-top sexual that after I finished watching, I felt like I needed to take a cold shower. These two sing back and forth, rubbing their paws all up and down their own furry bodies, talking about how much of a terrible cat Macavity is. At the end of every bad thing he does, they say, Macavity's not there. Just look at a few things they sing about him. He's a master criminal who can defy the law. He cheats at cards. He steals milk and jewels. He's the Napoleon of crime. And he breaks the law of gravity. And just think about that for a second. Cats are known to land on their feet, but Macavity disproves Isaac Newton and breaks the entire law of gravity. Plus, calling him the Napoleon of crime also insinuates that he's the mastermind of all of these cats' crimes, which means that he's probably the mob boss for Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. And he has to at least somewhat be funded by our pimp cat, Bustopher Jones. The other line in the song that really got to me is when they sing, he's broken every human law. Cheating at cards and stealing some milk hardly qualifies as every human law. And I was hoping I'd find some great rumors on this, but I couldn't find squat. And at this point, I feel like I'm the foremost cats expert. So I'm going to tell you about a few of the crimes that I can only assume Macavity has committed since he's committed every human law. First one is prostitution. Bustopher Jones might be going to fully legal strip clubs, but what's happening in that champagne room? It's illegal in 49 states. And who's running that back room? Macavity. But Macavity's not there. Spousal abuse. You better believe Macavity has put a paw on Demeter before. He looks her right in the eye and says, I'll be back for you, right as he kidnaps Old Deuteronomy. And then she goes off and sings a sexual song about him, which proves that she has some form of Stockholm Syndrome. I'm convinced that Macavity has clawed his way to this crime, but Macavity's not there. He's definitely committed arson, because Gus climbed a tightrope wire to save kids from a burning house. And who do you think set that house on fire? Macavity. But Macavity's not there. Assault and battery? The song ends with Macavity fighting Munkus Trap. Munkus Trap doesn't seem like the toughest of cats. Although, he does pull on this full-on Matrix dodge move at the end, but either way, I assume he's pressing charges. And that battery is coming right towards Macavity. But Macavity's not there. Internet piracy. Come this December, you better believe Macavity is going to be sitting in some AMC theater in the middle of nowhere with a video camera taping the new movie and then selling it at the Jellicoe Ball out of his trench coat. And if he puts it online, would it be the cat version of Napster, called Catster? You bet Macavity is pirating this movie. But Macavity's not there. And then, of course, murder. Who do you think kills Grisabelle at the end of the show? You bet your ass it's Macavity, the cat who has broken every human law. But Macavity's not there. The only other part I want to cover about Macavity's song is the fact that Taylor Swift is chosen to sing it. Personally, I'm in the camp that she is a great choice to sing half of this song, but the internet is very mixed on her choice. Taylor should just come in looking at Macavity and go, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, and then sing this sexually frustrating song. Okay. Time to go take another cold shower, because Macavity's not there. Let's take a quick break before we get to our normal sections, because I want to cut in with a little bit of a bonus episode that will be coming out on this upcoming Thursday. I had the privilege of talking with Christine Cornish-Smith, who played Bumbleina in the 2016 Broadway revival, and she actually sings the majority of Macavity's song. So here's a quick snippet of our conversation with, again, more of that coming out on this upcoming Thursday.
Right? I know. It's like all these characters, so interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Coricopat, Tantamile, Bombalurina, Peter.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly.
Okay. You know.
Someone just gave up.
Someone definitely gave up, and, you know, shame on them. But, you know, Peter still lives. He lives on. He lives in you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
How does this song differ from the poem? Andrew Lloyd Webber cut out one paragraph from the song. This song is really well done, so I'm not going to criticize the decision too much, but let's take a look at that one paragraph. And when the Foreign Office finds a treaty's gone astray, or the Admiralty lose some plans and drawings by the way, there may be a scrap of paper in the hall or on the stair, but it's useless to investigate. McCavity's not there. And when the loss has disclosed, the Secret Service say, it must have been McCavity, but he's a mile away. You'll be sure to find him resting or a licking of his thumb or engaged in doing complicated long division sums. All right, I get why Andrew Lloyd Webber cut out the long division, because that's not all that intimidating. But why keep the milk stealing when he's also taking drawings and being chased by the Secret Service? Doesn't that seem like a better way to have McCavity a little bit more badass? But all in all, it's not a huge change, and I'm not that surprised by the move. And this song rhymes and is very well done. So again, not too much criticism here. Let's dig into some real and fictional characters for McCavity. Since I don't want to call out any real humans, I'm going to stick to only TV and movie antagonists. Up first is our Marvel supervillain Thanos. Thanos is one of the best villains and has broken every human law. He's infatuated with death just like our Jellicle cats, and he's collecting Infinity Stones just like McCavity's stealing jewels. Thanos makes everyone disappear just like McCavity's not there. Honestly, can you just imagine if Thanos snapped his fingers and then went, and Spider-Man's not there? That would be a crossover I would love to see. Next up we have Scar, the abusive, horrible uncle in The Lion King. In episode 1, I related Old Deuteronomy to Mufasa, so it's only fitting that I relate his capture to Scar in episode 7. Scar is the murderous villain in The Lion King. In the Broadway show, he tries to seduce Nala, which also feels that something McCavity would be doing, just like he's abusing Demeter. The only real difference is Scar gets murdered at the end of the play, and McCavity just disappears because McCavity's not there. My third one is Newman from Seinfeld. Newman is Seinfeld's nemesis and always is a co-collaborator in all of Kramer's elaborate and bizarre schemes. The main reason I wanted to tie McCavity to Newman is because Newman clearly commits mail fraud as part of his blackmail schemes for Seinfeld, and if McCavity is breaking every human law, mail fraud is going to be one of the more random ones he's going to have to accomplish. Newman might be the least sexual character, so let's go the opposite route and talk about Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey. Let me tie this one together for you. And yes, that pun was intended. McCavity is clearly beating Demeter, and yet she rubs her paws all up and down her body as she sexually sings a song about McCavity. So instead of it being Stockholm Syndrome, maybe it's a 50 Shades of Grey situation, and McCavity and Demeter are in some form of BDSM relationship. If that's the case, this really makes me wonder about Taylor Swift. I also realize now that in various episodes of this podcast, I've mentioned Taylor Swift giving Bustopher Jones a lap dance and now getting into a 50 Shades relationship with McCavity. I'm sorry, Taylor Swift. I really do love your music. I hope you can shake this off. And last but not least, McCavity is definitely a member of the Iceland national hockey team at the Junior Goodwill Games in Los Angeles in the Mighty Ducks 2. McCavity is definitely being coached by Wolf the Dentist Stanson and his teammates with Gunnar Stahl. Gunnar might have come around at the end, but Iceland still plays dirty the entire time. Plus, who stops Iceland from winning? Julie the Cat Gaffney, which is the most fitting way for us to end this section. Welcome to the Internet Rumor Mill. McCavity's Rumor Mill is shockingly small. It's almost like McCavity's Rumor Mill is not there. I lightly covered the first one in the opening section, which is that he's in an abusive relationship with Demeter, and I'm not sure I want to dig any deeper into this rumor besides that it might be a Christian Grey 50 Shades of Grey. The other singer, Bumblerina, might be his daughter, which makes this a super, super, super awkward situation because it is such an over-the-top sexual song. The third is, McCavity is said to have magical abilities like levitation. And we already know he defies gravity. And he also might have the ability to be invisible. The invisibility makes sense because they keep saying McCavity's not there, but the levitation's a little strange. It seems like he'd be much better at the fight scene if he had these powers. And then, of course, last but not least, McCavity is a Taurus. And I have learned my lesson. I am not touching that. Let's dig into McCavity's YouTube comments. Here are my favorite. The Heavenly FB. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. Bitch, you telling me this cat can fly? Some weird shit going on, but okay. Listen, if you've made it through an hour and a half of this musical at this point, and this is the first time you've noticed that some weird shit's going on, you have an incredibly weird sense of normal. Vanilla Hybrid. They're just mad McCavity stopped paying child support. Well, he's broken every human law, so that kind of makes sense. Comment Cop Badge 666. My cavities, all these candies cause my cavities. Sorry, I could not pass up a good dad joke to end this section. So why does McCavity deserve to die over Grizabella? Let's be honest, he really doesn't. But that doesn't fit my narrative. So I'm going to pretend I'm Demeter and channel my inner Stockholm Syndrome and say McCavity is one of the greatest cats as I rub my paws all up and down my body. Meow. Quick counter, as amazing as McCavity is, even if we picked him, he probably wouldn't show up to die because McCavity's not there. So how would I rate McCavity? On a scale of 1 to 9 cat lives, I give McCavity 1 cat. I tried to give him a second cat, but when I did, McCavity was not there. Thanks for listening to episode 7 about McCavity on The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the cat's catastrophe. To follow along, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Wrong Cat Died, or check out our website, thewrongcatdied.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.